My name is Lindsay DePertis, and I am an Oberlin College senior. I'm an art history major. I did my honors project on the cassone in the Oberlin collection by Apollonio Di Giovanni that shows a scene of the Athenians battling the Persians. It was constructed in 1463 for the marriage of Caterina Rucellai and Piero Francesco Vittori, who were the son and daughter of very important people in 15th century Florence. The panel that's in the museum right now is the long front panel of what was once an entire chest. The rest of the chest has since been destroyed, but we do have this one scene. Cassone are marriage chests, and they were very popular in Florence during the 15th century and on into the 16th century. They would be originally part of the marriage procession of the bride to her husband's home. There would be two large chests that would be filled with her dowry goods, and they would be carried on a wagon to her new home. That tradition started to change a little bit before the time that this cassone was constructed. They were still part of the marriage goods, but the husband would usually commission them as part of decorating the bridal chamber for this new marriage. Actually, the cassone, the pair of the cassone were one of the largest expenses that the groom would have to put out as he prepared for the bride to come to the home. He would actually buy a lot of gifts for her, which were part of the marriage rituals, which were usually gifts that would decorate her body, such as jewels and very fancy gowns. The funny thing about this is that usually these gowns and jewels would be sold fairly soon after the marriage. The women would stop wearing them because it was unseemly for a wife to be so grandly decorated after she stopped being a new bride. And the men would often sell the goods so they could recoup some of their losses that they put out when they bought out these things for the wedding. However, the cassone always stayed with the family. They were probably the most lasting parts of the marriage goods bought for the wedding. They were important pieces of furniture in the home, and they would usually be placed in the master's bedchamber. And that's why they were so beautifully painted, as you can see on the one in the Allen collection. They were usually painted with allegorical or historical scenes that conveyed some sort of virtue that the family and the children, once they appeared, could see pretty much daily and learn from. The scene on the Allen cassone, it does seem a little bit strange, I guess, to the common viewer as a scene for a marriage, because it shows a battle between a Greek army and a Persian army, and you're like, well, what does that have to do with a wedding or raising a family? But both of the armies and the soldiers are emblazoned with the arms of the Rucellai and the Vittori family, so it's sort of identifying these soldiers with these two families in Florence. Athens was actually often compared to Florence in literature, as they were both small republics who helped fight off these larger forces invading them. By emblazoning the armies with the arms of these two families that were marrying, it identifies the families with the city as defenders of the city, as important citizens of the city. And there are also several figures that have been named. Their names are written above them in the painting. One of them is Xerxes. Another is Pericles and Cimon and Themistocles. The last three were Greek generals who were known historically. And in many sources from the time, these generals were seen as virtues for political and military leaders. So the groom who had these in his room would see these figures and see them as role models, and any sons that the bride and groom had would also see these as role models. Now, this cassone is also unusual for the time because it was actually commissioned, along with the other cassone in the pair, by the bride's father, Giovanni Rucellai, who is a very famous man. He was a big patron of the arts, and by commissioning these images on the cassone and giving them as a gift to his daughter and her new husband, he's sort of asserting an identity for the family and saying, we are an important part of the city, we are noble families. this is what we are and what we should be, and this is what you should be. And actually, Piero Vittori did go on to become a statesman, a diplomat, and a military man for Florence in his later life.